Meshubach, a raisin is Meshubach.
Okay. So this is
Okay.
Parshat Shlach, which you still are, did you teach it last week, correct?
Yeah.
When did we catch that?
You say so.
Is it Korah, Eri, do you have separate Korah Chukat? Or Chukat Balak? So you probably separate Chukat Balak and we have them together. Do you know?
That's right.
Two
Jack
weeks from
just
now.
wrote about that in the
Okay.
Halacha highlight in the They
Oh,
Say
okay.
Shmooze.
Okay, yeah. So we get another 2 weeks of being off.
Okay.
But if you listen to me about Parshas Shlach, you can pretend this was last week.
Yeah.
Okay, so and Parshas Shlach obviously is about the spies.
Wait,
The
I don't see
Bragwim.
the should I be seeing the Oh, wait a minute.
Screen
No,
sharing, you
one
not see
minute. I
me?
have to go. Oh, there we go. I'm good. Okay.
Okay, but after the whole story of the Chayim Meraglim, we have a series of mitzvot. Famously ends with tzitzit, utaturu, but before that, we have the following. Daber Hashem Moshe Lemar. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'mar talayim. I tell b'nei Yisrael, ki tavol eretz Moshe avotechem, asher yitzenachem, when you come to the land of your settlement that I am giving you, vasitem isha la'Hashem, and you'll offer a carbon offering to God in olah, or zebach, or either a
Maybe it
olah, a real
means,
sacrifice.
wait, without dots, maybe it means you'll make a woman.
You'll make a what?
Isha.
No.
No, vasitem isha.
That doesn't even
Okay,
make sense in
no,
context,
no.
right?
Okay,
You
I
want,
forgot
okay.
AI.
So maybe okay. So if you want to offer a woman as an olah or as a sevach or as a barbecue, a fly neder to fulfill a vow, on davar as a gift, obuatechem, or on your holidays, rayol yishlamim, asot reach nichoch Hashem, it'll be a sweet savor to the God, and a bakar matzon, and then it has the halachot, and we're gonna skip ahead, and then kol ezrach yasekacha, well, every citizen will do this at Ela. These things like Kriv Yisheh, Reach Nichoch Hashem, to bring an Isheh, to bring an offering as a Reach Nichoch, a sweet savor to God, that Hashem will accept. Ki Gori Techem Ger, and if a stranger comes to dwell among you, O Hashem Tochem, or Lador Techem, or someone who dwells among your future generations, Basai Yisheh, Reach Nichoch Hashem, and he wants to bring an Isheh as a Reach Nichoch to God, Kasher Tasu Ken Yaseh, so shall this Ger shall offer the same kind of sacrifice. Right, the Kahal should have the same laws, foreign Jews or a convert. It is an eternal rule. Kagem, convert, same as you, before God. Torah achat, mishpat achad, one Torah, one law. Yelachem will be for you, lager hagar, and for the ger dwells among you. And I skipped the middle part about what mitzvah this was. About what is it about an Isha? We'll look at that in a second. But the idea is that Hashem is telling us telling Bnei Yisrael the mitzvah now as a kind of consolation. Right? Ki tavo el eretz moshavotechem. Right? They just got the news that there are going to be a 40-hour delay. And
Oh.
I said, say, okay, but don't worry, you will get to this land. Right? It's a consolation. It's kind of like the free snacks on the plane make you sit on the tarmac for an hour, which happened to us. So I know about this. Okay, that's your, it's like, gee, thanks. But okay, that's a
So it's
Rashi said.
really not a key if or
Right, meaning at when.
yeah.
As Biser Lahem, that's Rashi says in Source 2, right? Hashem giving them good news. See, Yitzchak, this will happen. Or Ibn Ezra, right? Nismechu Zot HaParsha. This parsha comes right after the whole story of the Meraglim. Because they became weak, they became faint, and they were mourning. Lenachem, and this was to console Habanim, the children. Lo diyam kibo elar, that they will in fact come to the land. This won't happen again. So what was this consolation? There's a new mitzvah here, in those middle psukim, never before mentioned. And what's possible, and I'll touch that a little bit, that there was a mitzvah that existed as part of kind of the Torah's Baal Peh that Moshe had. It was never written down. So there's a machloket, but whether B'nai Israel were given new laws in the Midbar in the wilderness.
Wait, before this came all the laws?
So
Yeah.
all the laws about Karbanot were in parts of Vayikra and Sefer
Oh,
Vayikra,
okay.
right?
Yeah,
Here's, we're going to
yeah.
have a new law. We're going to see it in a second, but what it is. But this is the new one, right? And this is the Gemara and Sotah says. Tanya. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Klalot Nemru B'Sinai, Upratot B'Ol HaMoed. That what Moshe got on Har Sinai were the general principles of the law, but the details were revealed as he was in the Ol Moed over the course of the 40 years. Okay, it wasn't all at once. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, Klalot Upratot Nemru B'Sinai. No, Moshe got everything, principles and the detailed laws on Sinai, v'nishnu be'ol moed, and he learned them again in the ol moed. That was Vayikra. Nishtalshu be'arvot moav, and he went through them all again in Arvot Moav before B'nai Israel entered. Right, that's Sefer Devarim. Okay, classic machloket. Rashi holds Rabbi Akiva's opinion, and this is Rav Kupperman from Michlala, talking about the way of looking at when I see a law that's presented here in Bamidbar and after the narrative, what do I do with it? Efshar l'feresh b'echat mishtei drachim. We can understand this in two different ways. Amnum kein. It could be the true. B'tkufat zot shel arba im shana, that over the course of these 40 years, behen nitnu l'bnei Yisrael Torah shebal peh, yachrim shel piktav, that when the B'nai Israel got the Torah Shebaal Peh and the Torah Shebiktav, chalu shinuyim misumim mitzvot, that changes happened over the course of the 40 years. As a consequence of the things that happened. Things happened, Hashem said, okay, this is the way the law is going to be. It was sort of in potential beforehand, but now it's the law. Or the other way of looking at it is mitzvot lo nitchadshu. There's no new mitzvah. And Yish'ar Madregrat, but they had the idea that they were all given at Sinai, all the general principles, every detail, every individual law, Sinai. Mashakin, what changes and why it's brought here as opposed to before, yet tifkud, that the purpose. That one sense of another. So we looked at that. I don't know if we did it together. We look at in Parashat Im, we're talking about Chag HaSukkot. That Chag HaSukkot was clearly given as Chag HaSif after
Oh,
Mamre
it did,
Sinai, but it
yeah.
only became a Sukkot, that the Sukkah became the focus of it as remembrance of the Anane Kavod after Chedat Egel and the return at that first Yom Kippur. And
Wait,
we
could you
changed.
go back to one word in the previous Hebrew
Yeah.
paragraph? The last word of the third sentence, third line, B'mar gadat.
That's got to be Madrigat.
Ella v'nisharu b'mar.
That's got to be Madrigat. Let me go look at it. Page 86.
What would Madrigat mean?
Madriga level. Madriga.
Steps?
Yeah. Well, he has mascara. What's the mascara? The mis. Interesting. I don't know how that got. That's pretty badly wrong. He has. Thank you. The. Very good. Let's see how much.
Wait, finish Arub in Miskeret?
Miscare is a framework. Yeah,
Yeah.
he likes that word a lot.
But how does that fit here? Mitzvot lo nitchatshu ella vinish Arub in Miskeret.
It
What?
remained within the framework, the model here. Again, there are two models for how the Torah was given.
Yeah.
And okay, that there were no new mitzvot. It remained
Yeah.
within this model, call it that way, of everything was given at Sinai, What changes is an emphasis.
I understand the concept, but not the Hebrew.
It remains within the framework or outcut for that model, right? The two models. Rabbi Shmuel says, Kolot at Sinai and Pratot Ol Moed. Rabbi Akiva says, Kolot upratot b'Sinai, Nishnu
Right.
b'Ol Moed. They're repeated at Ol Moed.
Right. And this one,
So
just do
this
the
one says
Hebrew.
one possibility that the mitzvah were not were, were remained in that the mitzvahs were always in this within this model of klolehem uprateim nitnu
Wait,
b'Sinai.
wait, wait. What's the vav there? Ella vinisharu? Ella something
Oh, I see.
happened.
Oh,
Vinisharu.
that.
Something's off.
Yeah,
No?
I hear you. And he says, yeah, there's no vav. There's no have any other good. I'm obviously not. I'm I think did I type it or probably I can't do that.
Ella, it's spelled lo nishchatu. Ella nisharu b'miskeret.
Aruba miskeret of klolotam v'dikdukam pratam sheninu b'Har Sinai. Again, they were all the same laws that were there, but now we assign different meaning. Now Hashem can
Okay,
say, you know, the details.
who are you quoting here?
This is Rav Cooperman.
And that's the book you have in front of
Yeah,
you?
I'm looking at that to see how.
Okay, and
That,
this is how it goes.
I have a the HebrewBooks.org has it, and they do the OCR to try to transcribe it, and I just believe
Yeah,
them.
so there's no vav before
There's no
nisharu.
vav before it, right? I'm looking at the Torah, but Yakim Torah, right?
I don't hear you when you're not talking
Sorry.
to the mic.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
I'm reading out from the
Oh.
book itself to make sure I got the rest of it right. It looks right. Do I have anything else? Okay, so that they remain that they still in the same framework. Everything was given, but the pratim, some of the pratim were Torah Shabbat Peh.
Wait, so take out the vav. You didn't
I
take it
did.
out. There it is. Okay.
Okay, so now we have it.
Okay.
Okay, so that is correct. Okay, Hishtanai Ma Sheken Hishtanah. So what changed was the tifkud, that the aim, right?
That's
The
my
planet.
contribution for the week.
There you go. That's where you need an editor. Okay. So
Okay.
we're gonna have a new mitzvah that was actual new according to one model, or it wasn't new, it was just part of the detail talked about. And now the Torah is gonna write down because this is important. And what it is, it's a consolation to the people. And also it's the expression of
Wait,
heartfelt.
Danny, I have
Yeah.
another problem here. Where's
Yeah.
the close of the parentheses?
Where is the
I
quote?
mean, of the quotation. Ella nisharu
I have two quotes there.
b'miskeret.
Right
Oh,
there.
there it is. Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Okay,
Oh.
now it works. Good. Okay,
Okay. Thank you.
next. Sorry, go on.
Okay. So this mitzvah is okay. It not only is it the consolation to Bnei Yisrael, okay, that you thought, you know, you're gonna die in the wilderness, but your children will make it. Don't worry, they will get there. And also this new mitzvah, this new aspect of the mitzvah is part of Chukat Olam Dorechem Kachem Kager, part of bringing new people into the community as well. Right? And so this has got to be an important mitzvah. So what's the mitzvah? The answer is when you bring in a yeshe, it's here's the missing the ellipsis there. V'kriva makriv korban Hashem, that whoever's bringing a korban to Hashem, mincha solat yisaron b'lul b'rivi shemen, that you'll offer in flour mixed with oil as a mincha. The Yayin Lanesach, and you offer wine as libation, Revita Hin, Taseh, Al Olah, for every Olah, every burnt offering, or every Shlamim offering, Lakeva for every sheep. And then goes on for eight more psukim of detail about the wine and flour that are offered in Mizbeach with the Karbanot. And so I am left kind of cold. Okay, what? Why is this seem like such an important thing? Ah, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get to offer not just an animal, but also flour and wine. So Rav Kupperman looks at this through the eyes of Sforno. So Sforno has an interesting way of looking at this. So he definitely believes in the first model, right? That the mitzvot, Hashem gave different mitzvot throughout the 40 years. That the klalot were there, but how they were actually implemented would have changed.
So Torah Shebaal Peh was spread out.
Right. What's
Or
this?
is it Torah Shebaal Peh that was spread out, or even?
Well, the Torah Shebiktav as written was only given after the 40 years. Everyone agrees that.
Yeah.
Torah, we have the only thing that was in writing beforehand was
That's
the
very
Eseret Dibro.
interesting. I mean, how the Torah was written.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a huge question. We're not going into details on that. My
Right,
point is
right.
this, when you look at the, just one particular mitzvah, the Sforno
Okay.
says about this. Okay. So about the law. So Reach Nikoa Makriv, that the idea we have these Nisachim and Mincha. So he starts out, Hine Ad HaEgel. So after Ma'an Torah, before they did made the Egel as a Hav, Haya Karban Reach Nikoach, that every Karban was a Reach Nikoach, it was a sweet savor, Hashem would accept it, but Zulat Minchav Nesachim, without having to offer Mincha Nesach, without flour and wine in addition. And Behevel, like we have explicitly heaven offered his Karban, or Noach offers a Karban, Avraham. And similarly, at Mamad Har Sinai, when it says, Yisrael, parim, lo zulat se, with nothing else. Karban was the animal. But when they sinned with the Egel Zahav, Hisrich Mincha Unesachim Lo'olat HaTamid. Then Hashem gave them the commandment. You now need to bring the Olat Tamid, which is a sheep, plus mincha and nesachim, plus flour and wine.
Libations.
Libations. Thank you. I need the flour offering and the wine libation. Okay, good. So Sforno's model of halakhic history, right? Hashem added the new laws throughout the 40 years in the wilderness as the spiritual level of Bnei Israel changed. He says, originally there was no need for a Mishkan or any of the mandated karbanot.
Wow.
Right? Because that's what it says. Right after Mamad Har Sinai, that next paragraph says, Mizbach Adamat Taseli, you can build me an altar of dirt. Zvachta Lavat Elotecha V'Shlamecha, you will offer your olot and your shlamim, et Zorcha B'Korecha, whatever place I cause my name to be mentioned, Avodacha V'Rechticha. And as the Sforno says, was Mizbach Adamat HaSeli, right? An altar of dirt. You don't need to build a big, excuse me, a big temple with silver and gold, mikarot and precious stones, for me to become close to you. Well, yes, speak Mizbach Adamat. All you need is a pile of dirt. That's all we need. It's after Cheder Egel. They're clear. They needed impressive buildings. Right? They need some kind of physical symbols. They
But
need gold.
they had Karbanot before
They did,
the
right?
Egel.
As we point out, that the Noah, and in fact at Mamre Sinai, they had
Right,
the
right, right. I
Olot,
see.
right? They had it,
Okay,
but
but
the idea that
simple, simple.
they need
Yeah.
buildings, they need the gold, the whole Mishkan with the gold and the turquoise, the cloth, and they need formal rituals.
Okay.
So Hashem gives them rituals. So this Karban Tamid, this is from Parshat Tzav, is part of Masa Mishkan. Hashem says, as when you're building the Mishkan, you're going to do this. You're going to build the Mizbeach. Mizbeach. What are you going to do on this Mizbeach? Vasim b'nei shana, shnayim layam tamid. You'll offer two sheep, one twice a day. At the keves achat haseh b'boker, at the keves hashanit haseh b'arbayim. One in the morning, one at night, in the evening. Yisaron solep lo b'shemen, katit rivahehin. And you'll offer a isaron of flour mixed with pressed oil, the nesach revita inyayin. You'll offer a wine libation, lakevashachat, for each sheep. Sforno's point is that's when the Hashem says part of this ritual is going to be you have a sheep with flour and wine.
And this is after the ego.
This is after the Egel. This is part of Melechet Mishkan, right? Where this is again, Sforno's models like Rashi, that the mitzvah of the Mishkan was after the Cheder Egel. A response to the Cheder Egel, right? You need
Yeah.
more structure here, okay? Olat tamid dor techem, you'll offer this, right? You'll offer this for your generations. Petach Ol Moed, Lifnei Hashem, it will be offered at the entrance to the Ol Moed before God. Asher Iba Lechem Shema. That's where I will come. Will meet with you. Dabari Lach Hashem to speak with you. No Adi Shema Bnei Israel. And I will become known to Bnei Israel. Right there, we're going to become close. It's a korban, right? That's a krevel Hashem, but not Kol Makomashes, not a Mizbach Adama, not Olatecha, yours. No, this is not for me. This is what you're going to do. You got instructions. Keves, Nesach, Mincha, Mikdash Bechodi, and they will become holy through my honor. Okay, that's the Melech HaMishnah. And that's after Chet HaEgel. That's the way Sforno looks at it. And that explains a problem in Nach, right? Because the Nevi'im talk about the fact that I never commanded you to, I didn't command you to bring sacrifices. Right? Right? This is Yirmiyahu. Ki lo dibarti et avotechem. I didn't tell you, I might command when they left Egypt, I'll divrei Olah v'zevach about bringing korbanot. Kima devar hazeh tziviti otam. This is what I command you. Lemar shimu b'koli, listen to me. V'tem li l'elokim, lachem l'elokim, and I will be your God. Atem tu li ha'am, and you'll be my people. Melecha kohanim v'goy kadosh. V'lachtem kol ha'derach asher atzeveh etchem, and you should do what I command you, l'mai tovachem, be good for you. Or Tehillim, right? Zevach u'mincha lo chafatzta. David telling Hashem, I realize that you never wanted zevach u'mincha. As nayim kariti li, you have given me the ears to understand. You've dug my ear a little. I understand that now. Olav alta, you didn't ask for these olav. Okay, so this is where Radak says something similar. Trying to understand, what does it mean? You don't want the sacrifices. Hinei Like Rivamba Kol Yom, right? We have the commandment. You're supposed to bring Tamidim Kol Yom. What do you mean he never commanded? A and the answer is he Loita. Right? The beginning was you're going to listen to my commandments. Here's the Torah, as it said in Mara, Im Shmot Shema. It's only after the sin. That they had said, okay, so look, you obviously can't do this on your own. You need the structure. Here's the structure. He has this whole system of covenant. You lo chatu Yisro ben Midbar, lo tiba al karbanot. And that would say if there had been no sin, that wouldn't have been part of the, again, we already see karbanot, we already see existed. And you can give that if you feel the need to sacrifice, but the kind of the system, the framework, the misgeret, okay, of Kabbalah, that was a response to Chet HaEgel, just like the Mishkan was. I think that there should not be a comment
But this process of getting new mitzvot has a cutoff point
there. Right,
when
the
they,
Torah is written at the 40th year.
yeah, no more new ones.
No one, right. Then that's the point of Lo b'shamayim.
Ah,
Here
right.
on it's the Rabbanans, it's human beings.
And who says that? The human beings.
No, Torah says Lo
Oh,
b'shamayim.
yeah, the Torah says that.
Lo
True,
b'shamayim, right.
true,
And that
true.
you should go al hashofet asher yibama. It's
Right.
right. As your point is, it's the Rabbanan who say we are
No.
those that are mentioned.
Right. No, but it's to Lo b'shamayim, he is in the Torah. Okay.
Okay, that's it. Okay. So this is about, again, this is about where I made that point. This is about the formalized, the mandatory Kabbanah. Kabbanah Rishut, you offer it yourself, that still exists. And you have the Machloket Ramban Ramban about the reason for animal sacrifices and all that. But either way, the idea that people really want, need, feel the need to offer sacrifice of kind, that's Prav Halakha. That's Adam Ki Yakri Mikem, right? You bring from your own self, Karbala Hashem. But that innate closeness we felt to Hashem at Mamre HaSinai, it was lost with Chet HaEgel. So now you need the ceremony to recall it. And that's the way when it looks. So that we quoted before about the Tamidim, that was by building the Mishkan. The actual mitzvah l'dorot is in Parsha Pinchas later on. And that's what it says. You'll tell Bnei Israel, Zayisha Shetakrivu Hashem, right? This is the Isha, this is the fire offering that you offer every day.
They're doing a lot of women's sacrifices. Okay.
Okay, there are those of us who think that maybe we're really better off if we did more of those, but I'm not going to say that. Okay? Right, you will get bring two unblemished lambs every day. Ola tamid, an eternal offering at the keves achat taseh boker, one in the morning, but the keves sheni taseh ben arbayim, and one in the afternoon. Vasirit ha'efasolot lemincha, and you'll offer the mincha of flour, bulav ha'shemen, mixed with oil, katit, crushed oil, ritahin. Ola tamid, this ola tamid is hasiyah b'har Sinai. This is what was offered at Har Sinai. It's explicitly, this is to recall what happened at Har Sinai. The Reach Nichoach, that's what makes it a Reach Nichoach, Yishal Hashem, pleasing to Hashem. Nisko Yat Hin Lekeves Achad. And we're going to add the wine libation for each sheep. Bakodesh Hasech Nesesh Hashem. And you will offer this wine, alcoholic wine, to Hashem.
Wait, when you said it right there, so we have a ceremony to recall it. What do you mean by it?
Mamet Har Sinai.
Oh,
We were
not the
at
thing.
Mamet Har Sinai. We fell close to Hashem. We lost that. The
Okay.
Korban Tamid recalls that. Okay. And so
Okay.
that's why we have in the Korban Tamid, we have Yayin Nesa, because that's what Hashem said. Now, why
Okay.
those details opposed to other ones, I don't know. It's like all the other details. Okay. Just this is a ceremony. It's got a sheep,
Okay.
it's got wine, it's got flour mixed with oil. This is a ceremony at Har Sinai as response to Chedah Egel. And this is what you're going to do every day in the Beit HaMikdash,
Yeah.
is to
It, I just
reenact
had a
that.
problem reading it when it said to recall it. I thought to recall Chet HaEgel? No.
You're okay. Okay, that's, you should we add
Yeah.
that?
Ma'amad Sinai.
Okay, better. Okay.
So, where is it? Where is it?
There we go. So we have ceremony to
Yes.
recall that Mamad Har Sinai.
No, just take out the that. Oh.
I want to emphasize it was that specific one then. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Again,
Next.
reenact Mamad Olat Tamid. It's there to reenact Olat Tamid Hasar Har Sinai. That was part of Lachem Mishkan. That's right. The idea of Asher Iva Eid Lachem Shem. I will become known to you. I'll be close to you there. So that's after Chedah Egel. But now we have Chedah Meraglim.
Hey, another
So
chait.
things get worse. So Sfardo says we get further away from Hashem. So that's why we get more laws. We need more
Ah.
structure. So what happens? So now we have Lasot Reish Nechoach, who may us Shechatu Meraglim, Hitzrich Mincha Unesachim Lachshir Gam Korban Yachid.
Ah.
Now, before that was the Korban Tamid had it. That was its own ceremony. Your own Korban, that's what you did. Whatever, that was from your own feelings. That was whatever you brought. Now, we're going to add the Nesach and Mincha to the Korban Yachid. Okay?
This is very big stuff that we're talking about. How
Yes.
it's big.
Right? Yeah, no, I agree that that's why I say, it seems like, okay, well, here's a detail. We have to bring flour with the offerings. But
Right.
no, what I'm saying, this is actually a big deal because what happened after the Chedah Meraglim is that we divided Bnei Israel into those who deserve to go into the land and those who didn't.
Yeah.
Right? That, it's like, he says that, those who rejected me will not see it. Abdi Kalev, but Kalev, Ikabaita Ruach Kerbo, since he had a different opinion, by Malaya Harai, and he fulfilled my will, then Sherba Shama, Uzaro Yoshena, he will go on the land, right? So now we have these those who deserve to go to the land, those who do not. So now you have this, he's saying, this is what I'm saying, is that a person may feel that, okay, that I'm not part of this. Shem doesn't have anything to do with me. I may be here in Israel because I went along with everybody else, but I'm not part of it. I have no connection anymore. So now this Besurah here, Hashem is saying, you're going to go in, and you, for your own personal karban, you're also going to reenact Mamad Har Sinai. Your karban, instead of just being a zevach, now has a little piece of that original a karban with the mincha and the nesachim. That's an echo of that Olah Tamid, Asiyah Bahar Sinai. And so that's why the text emphasizes it's Ki Yegor Etchem Ger, right? So that's true of the stranger who wasn't part of that then at all. That's the convert who comes in will also connect to Hashem in the same sense. We'll have that echo of Mamad Har Sinai. Ger who brings his first korban. In fact, the halakha that a ger is supposed to bring a korban comes from this pasuk here. And it's going to bring it with the nesachim and with the mincha, because that's the ha'olah tamid asiyah b'har Sinai, bringing us back. I thought that was really nice. But what about us? A couple of minutes left, right? We don't have Beit Hamikdash. We have, right? But we do have this echo of the Karbanot, which is what?
Tefillah.
Tefillah, right? Brachot, Itamar Rav Yossi, Rav Yochanina, Tefillah, Avot Tiknum, but right, either Tefillah, cause the Avot said them, or Rav Yishua, Levin Levi, Omar, Tefillot, Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. Right? We have this Karban Tamid in us, which leads. This is a was an article from Rav Moshe Pinchuk, who is in Netanya, which is nice. I keep looking at things. There's no way I can afford that, even though Sarah wants to move there. maybe some hovel on a street corner. Anyway, Kashilika Bell. Okay, so now it's hard to understand this. Tmidim Keneged Tmidim Tiknu. Does it mean that tefillah neset mamash tekachlif korban tamid? That our tefillah is meant to be in the place of the original korban tamid, maleit et kol funktziot shel korban tamid, and fulfills all the functions of the korban tamid. The korban tamid was a korban sibur. Kim kach
Okay.
haya tzarich olai sherak kohen yitpalel. Maybe that we should have it really is a korban of sibur just. A Kohen should be the one davening, and just one, right? We'll have one central shul and one tefillah. That's where the Karban Tamid worked. So via tefillot natsu al menat liyatsur misgeret. There's a word again. These Jews like this word misgeret, right? That's not so much that they replace the Karban Tamid, but it's to create a framework of Avodat Hashem that parallels, that fulfills the same function as the framework of the Korban Tamid.
Well, how
You get
does
a
he get to
plus
the
here.
individual?
Because we individually daven. This question is why is that? It is clearly a different thing. Okay? So he says, you know, this pasuk says, Shivita Hashem l'negdi tamid. I'm supposed to feel Hashem constantly. But we don't do that. Right, after Chet Egel, we're further from Hashem. After Chet Amragim, we're further away. So that's why we have our fixed rituals and fixed times. And that's the framework we're talking about. Yidah Shel Shiviti Hashem. The knowledge that Hashem is there before us. Kayemet Midah Misuyemet Badam. That definitely exists. Acha Avira Batchusha Shel Negedi. Quotes so they actually are in the right direction. But the feeling, the atmosphere of Negdi, like in front of me and Tamir always, right? Hashem is close always to me. Lokeba chaser, right, is severely lacking. We don't feel Hashem all the time. Kulam yodim, maminim. We all believe Hashem exists. Aval lefamim is the sense of ani b'mizrach v'sof
Who
ma'arav.
That's not the famous one is Vilibi Besof Ma'arav.
Right. So he's
Oh,
paraphrasing.
okay.
Right. You're going to leave it talking about Eretz Yisrael. He's saying that, you know, we're far from God, right? I'm here, and then Hashem's all the way over there. We don't feel close to God. We don't feel like the negdi tamid. So the Karban Tamid again was there to recreate in a limited space and time that sense Hashem is there, to have a feeling. From this daily framework. And in fact, the
Okay.
tefillah does the same thing. It's there to give us that sense of connection.
Wait,
And
and what's his answer to maybe just the Kohen should daven?
that if the purpose is to bring is to actually allow us as an individual to
Oh.
get close to Hashem, so we need to do it individually, right? We don't have the communal sacrifices at all. We have no sense of connection to a Beit HaMikdash, so it's all up to us.
Okay.
Okay, again, it's not exactly parallel to the Tamid. It's just fulfilling the same function of getting us close to Hashem, at least for a period
Okay.
of time. And the Nodeh Bihuda, 18th century, has a true fascinating tshuva, is bothered by the fact we don't read that psukim about the Tamidim in Tefillah. In Musaf, you say that let us bring back the Musafim like they offered, B'yom
Right.
HaShabbat, we quote the psukim. We don't do that in our Tefillah, in the like the regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei. If it's connected to Tamidim, why not? He says, "Vashebadak lan me'alato," and that's "Badak lan me'alato," that His
May
Highness
Allah to.
has that. He's answering a question: is that that as ma'alato is, you're His Highness, His respectedness, the person who asked me the question.
Oh.
What he noticed, he looked at this for us. And he asked the question, Lama psukei tzei musafim kavu b'tfilat musaf, that we have the psukim. We read about the cover musaf that this tefillah of musaf is supposed to replace. They're in there in the tefillah. Parsha tamid lo tiknu lomar b'tfilah. But we don't say that in the middle of the tefillah, right? We should say it in Ritzei, right? Please return the Eishei Yisrael, kamo she'ne'amar. We don't say that. We don't say b'tefillah. So first of all, I should refuse. I should refuse to answer. Because who could think? Shiyumar can try to think. Tam al devarim ha'amudim. Who could answer these elevated questions? Because the Anshei Knesset Gedolah had their reasons. They opened the gates of heaven. They wrote this text. And they understood the reasons. And we have no idea.
That's a weird. I mean, they were just people. It wasn't Moshe. It wasn't.
Okay, well, he's going to start
Anshei
with
Knesset
the not my
HaGdolah.
place to. Okay, he's going to say that. He's going to add the Al Kol Panim, right? He's going to start off with a nice generic, who am I to question or try to
Oh,
reason?
but here I am.
Oh, yeah, I know,
Okay.
right? I mean, it's like,
Okay. Okay.
we're going to answer that, right? That's
All right.
I will
Okay.
allow him to start with that introduction,
Okay. He could be enough. Okay.
right? So this is the IMHO, in my humble opinion. Commonly in modern tshuvos written is lule de mistafina. If not for my fear, I would have said the following,
Yeah.
right? Okay, so I'll call upon him. Nonetheless. Right, in my humble opinion, it seems to me the reason why we don't say that, mishum nikvu but these tefillot we say, we ask for our needs. And anyone who has, and when they have needs, they will raise their hands and daven. If we made a point of mentioning the Tamid in Tefillah, Farvit, we would have had, well, I mean, just again, we would have had these are two fixed tefillot, almost like Rav Pinchuk said, right? We would have these fixed tefillot, and that's it. No one else would have the idea they could even add anything to it. How can I add my prayers? This is represents the korban. You can't do it yourself. The kvod tamid. So the truth is, we needed to have a tefillah we could ask from ourselves, And they didn't want to say, okay, well, we'll have one tefillah that corresponds to the tamid, and one tefillah that corresponds to what you need.
Okay.
So we're going to combine the two of them. That you shouldn't feel that this isn't about you, that this is about remembering a carbon that was back then.
Oh, okay.
Okay? That yes, it was connected, but in the sense of that it fulfills the same function, but we're not trying to replace the carbon tamid because carbon tamid is something different. And this is the way, so this was an anonymous Dvar Torah that mentioned this, Yehuda from Rav Rimon's yeshiva,
Okay.
Yosef Rimon,
Yeah, and
Rez
where is he?
Mizrahi.
Petah Tikva or something? Where is he?
It was Malo Dumia, but maybe not. He's a Rosh Yeshiva at Jerusalem College of Technology. He's a big guy, but I don't think it was written by him. It's on his website, but. Just kind of looking at the philosophy, we find this. Okay, tefillah kavua, shlosh pavim bayom, nitkana kenega karbanot. About etzem inyan tefillah, udavar b'sisi shel amidah lefnei Hashem. Tefillah is there so we stand in front of Hashem. Shehaya hachrachi gam lo karbanot. And that we want independent of the karbanot. That's spirit of varim. So explain what we said. So we originally understood that tefillah was corresponds to the carbon tamid. He said tefillot machlifot hakarbanot. That tefillah is, takes the place of the carbon. Can't bring carbon, so we make tefillah. Omnam hasbara ze einu mediyah, because that explanation isn't really true, isn't exact. Shere Ezra and Shekinah Gedola asher tiknu tefillah. We know that Shekinah Gedola, Ezra, his
They did a lot,
yeshiva, I'm gonna
a
call it
lot.
body.
They did a
What?
lot. I
They
said they
did,
did a
but
lot,
they did a lot, but
Ezra.
they wrote they invented the idea of tefillah, of they wrote the tefillot, the original form. The hayah b'tchilat bayit sheni, but there was a Beit HaMikdash at the time of Ezra. So they had karbanot. Klomar,
Oh.
gam lefi ha'deah she'tefillot k'neged tamidim tiknu, that even if you hold that they were correspond to the tefillot, atakana nitknu o b'zmana karbanot. Right? The I cannot to daven that you in your house, again, it was part of your own personal way of getting close to Hashem, was even the time of the carbonate as well. That's a response to this other level. We've gone down another
Oh.
way. We add this extra halacha after the Chedah Meraglim. So now after the Churban, where we saw even further from Hashem, we're going to add a new halacha of tefillah, as it were. That's how we get close to Hashem.
But it was added before the Korban.
No, after the Korban Bayit Rishon,
Oh,
right?
okay.
Korban Bayit Rishon is Ezra and Kesa Gedola. That's the generation after.
Okay.
That's a response to the Korban. And then, but they come back and they still keep tefillah,
Yeah.
right? The Kana was that you were going to daven at home. Lotus Manshek Makavim Tamid. At the time when they were offering the Korban Tamid in the Beit HaMikdash. Tamid Davar Davar. So now we turn this connected tamidim means we turn the carbon tamid into something that each of us can offer. Meaning,
Okay.
it's not so much that the tefillah is a commemoration, a exchange or a commemoration of the carbonate, but another way of reaching the same goal, same misgirt. Okay? We want to get to the point of no adila shama l'bnei Yisrael b'kdash b'chodi, and that's the so it's the same basura that Hashem gave them ki davo be'eretz moshavotechem, right? Here we're going to give you something that kind of will reenact, will have an echo of that original Ma'amad Har Sinai, and you'll always have the ability to come close to Hashem, even with all these disasters and terrible things happening.
And so
That's
the
what
Torah
all the time.
itself makes no hint to tefillah, individual tefillah.
Well, no, I mean, people pray all the time in the Torah.
Well, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov.
Yaakov
Yeah.
and Moshe. Right? Baruch, right?
Yeah,
The
right.
idea
So
that
it's
you
an
definitely
old
need,
thing.
right? And that's the whole question with Rambam and Rambam. Ramban, whether tefillah is inherently a mitzvah or just when you're asking for, if you need something, you need to ask to Hashem. That's why you pay to Hashem. Right. So everyone agrees that midaraita, there may be a requirement to have faith in Hashem and pray to Hashem when you need something, but not a structured prayer. That was new. The structured prayer is this ritual, just like the Karban and all of everything else. That, as we kind of get further away from Hashem, we need more structure and form to put those feelings into. And that's what tefillot are, and that's what the nesach and the mincha were all
Okay, so after Chet HaEgel, we got the Tamid,
Right.
and then after Chet HaMeraglim, we got the Nesech and Shemen, or
Amen.
Nesech
In every in the in the
Mincha.
in the Karban Yachid.
Oh,
So there's a
oh,
carbon that you
oh,
were bringing,
oh,
you yourself were bringing, which you could have brought at any point anyway, now comes with more of a structure that is an echo of Mamre Har Sinai. And now we don't have a carbon, so our tefillot are that echo of Mamre Har Sinai.
Now, the word with the little correction, the word miskeret kind of frames it all, sort of.
Right, it comes up a lot now. It is all part of the right there. It's one minute. It's there. What's the idea has not changed, but the mascara has changed.
Okay. I mean, this is big. Like,
This is
how
big.
did mitzvot develop over
Right,
time?
it's a huge question, and obviously this is foreigner. There are lots of other ways of looking at it as well, and we could speak for weeks on it.
Okay.
Well,
Very good.
okay. Have a good day.
Have a good Shayur, Shabbat morning.
Thank
Maybe
you.
Hilton will come.
We'll see. Or usually when he was here, he would walk in the morning and Shabbos morning with Murray Bressler.
Oh.
We'll see if he wants to do that. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.